Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Listen to this ACAST show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, and welcome to the third episode of the Under the Kosh official Euro special podcast. We'd like to open the show with a heartfelt and, I feel it, emotional apology from myself, the unfunny little bald one. We're all guilty from time to time of overconfidence, losing perspective, getting carried away in the moment. I feel that's exactly what I did in the last episode, and I would like to apologise to all my fellow British and in particular Scottish listeners who enjoy the show from time to time, and I let you down at the weekend. I got carried away, and that's exactly what I did. I got carried away, and all I can do is apologise. I let myself down, I let my family down, I let you down, I let my country down. I hope you can accept this apology and we can move on through this. You boys did you proud, and I let myself down.
Should we make a start?
Come in.
How are you doing?
You're alright. I'm just doing a sound check and that. You know.
Are you sorted?
We're late.
Yeah. Sit yourselves down. Hope everybody's well.
Yes. We go again, don't we?
We go again.
As they say.
Before we get started, just let you know, it's Sunday morning we're recording this, right? So
we're a bit ropey. Two-day hangover
again. I
didn't
watch the game yesterday.
Nah.
I'll be honest with you. I couldn't face it.
Our cricket team.
Lost all enthusiasm, maybe. Mm.
I put Germany on, and then I just put a film on.
Tell you what, it's not coming home, is it? I'm telling you, it's not coming.
Can this
on.
Be a positive, uplifting?
Do you know what? If it were other way around, right? If we'd have got a draw, against Croatia, and beat Scotland,
yeah, it's coming home.
Yeah, we're upbeat.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you, it's not coming home. There's more chance. There's more chance of Michael Owen sleeping in his marital bed tonight. After them revelations, I'm telling you, we are crap.
I feel like I've been catfished. You know, after that first game.
Yeah.
What? Because we were all right first game.
Yeah, and I've got that excited. I've got some good pictures through. She seems interested. I've gone meeting her, and then no, it wasn't what I was expecting.
You thought you'd turn up to a size 10 and you've ended up with something that looks like me. Morning.
Yeah, I apologise to all our Scottish listeners.
Is that what you've done?
Yeah.
As Richard Keys once said, it was just banter.
Yeah, it was.
Friendly.
Just a bit of banter.
To be fair, we deserve what we've got, don't we? Because we've had fucking dogs abuse, haven't we?
Yeah.
Just got to own it, haven't we?
Mm. They were good, weren't they?
We're getting direct messages with abuse, aren't we?
You are? Jesus.
Well, I'm not personally, because I never said they were shit.
I've not even read them all.
I'm going to read them out.
I think my favourite part of all this Euro so far was the cow and beef statement.
Oh, fuck me.
I were half expecting to open my curtains on Saturday morning with a line of Scottish arses with a pilt sober.
No, on a serious note, right? It were half tongue in cheek, weren't it?
Of course it was. It was but it's been received. Life. It's been received as well. A lot. Well, there's a few really aren't happy. But a lot of it, a lot of it has been good, old-fashioned banter.
Friendly banter.
Richard Keys once said. Fucking hell.
Oh, dear.
But he fucked it up, didn't he, Gareth? Let's be honest.
Yeah. I think...
We called it, didn't we?
Yeah. Right. But like we said before, he was going to set up for each game.
Yeah.
And it was just... All he did was change the bat line. And again, you've got them... You've got Phillips sitting too far back for me, and Rice just two defensive midfielders.
To be fair, right? Phillips actually got forward more on Wednesday night. What day is it? Saturday. Phillips got more forwards more
Friday.
Saturday. Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. Right. So
at the start he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it seemed like he got there were a couple of potential bookings he might get, and then he just sat back.
But do you know if Gareth has told him or Rice to get forward more, then he's playing the wrong person in there to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That. So I think he's played him. You know what you said, you're going to take him out the team even though he's had the best game or got man of the match. Play a team for each game. And I've never seen an England team go like that, pass the ball sideways.
Side to side.
And whose fault is it? Is it the people ahead of them not giving them a angle or whatever, don't want the ball? Or is it the fact that they're just... happy going side to side
and not losing the ball. I think that's what that's the difference with international football. I don't think people want to make mistakes in international football.
Mm.
Whereas for your club, you're willing to try more.
England, just England, it seems to be.
Yeah, because North Macedonia,
the confidence just seemed to.
North Macedonia are incredible.
Disperse.
What I've seen of them.
You've lost my trust, Gareth.
Yeah. In Gareth, we don't trust.
I've caught. He's been texting somebody else. Caught him. He's lost my trust.
On that Michael Owen thing, did you see one of his replies? It was like he was describing a striker's movement across the front post. Tremendous, by the way. You can just picture him, can't you?
Tremendous, by the way.
He's thinking of having a bit of flirty banter. Yeah. Tremendous, by the way.
Fucking incredible.
But no, I mean...
Fantastic two up top, though.
Are we through?
They'll suck us in. There'll be a game where we come away thinking...
Well, brilliant.
It's coming home.
Yeah.
Although there's a game like this in every tournament.
Yeah,
like last one that's shit, and we're like, oh, we're down beat again, and then...
Oh, what, last tour in Belgium, were it?
Were it Belgium in last one?
Belgium was a dead rubber last time.
Yeah, we got beat 1-0.
Mm. And that were it. Game over.
Well, I said it on Friday, right, and I'll say it again. If England are 4-1 to win the tournament, I'll give people 6-1.
I just don't think.
We're fucking no chance.
By the way, as well, I'd love to know how they've been training before this tournament, because they all look fucked.
Basketball,
masturbation. Yeah.
They're all shooting hoops.
Harry looks absolutely knackered.
Yeah, he's down on the self care. I know we've made a laughing joke about that. He needs to, honestly.
I don't even think there's a puff of dust anymore.
Self care.
It's just.
Before every youth team game, right, when we finished training, our youth team coach would say, get yourselves home, relax, and don't be pulling the head off it. Every single game for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
A warning?
Yeah.
Well, did you want to get somebody else to pull the head off it?
I'll just put my hand up.
Is there
a... Don't read the small print.
Is it all right if my mum's pal Barbara does it for me?
I'll be fully relaxed. Let's tell you that.
Oh,
wait, Jack, come on! But yeah. I just think we're putting. I don't think he got enough time.
No,
but I don't think he's that saving emergency. Like, I imagine him just, you know, in one of them, smash the glass. Like he's just stood in there,
like a human defibrillator.
Yeah. Jack's just stood in there, and we think we're going to smash the glass. He's going to come out and save us.
Because the fan park went up, didn't it, when he came on? He looked good, though.
Yeah,
he did. Looking well,
isn't he? He's got a bit of a nice tan on
him
as well.
He's a good-looking fucker.
Yeah. Stonesy's the man.
I'll tell you what the thing is. They've got a sunbed next to basketball court. So Harry's shooting three-pointers. Jack's on. He's having 12 minutes.
You fancy a game, Jack, and he just comes out with blue goggles on. Tiny shorts.
And a pair of Speedos.
Yeah.
I said this on the video. Stonesy's a bit of a threat, isn't he? On the sly.
Oh,
he's a secret threat.
He's took me out of my mantle in Barnsley, bless him. Then I've obviously got a bit older and a bit more weathered.
Past your best. some would say.
If I were a loaf of bread, I won't be putting it in toaster. you know, sometimes when a little bit firm, you know, your bread's a couple of days.
Get
away with toaster. I don't think you can do that with me.
No. Yeah. Full of green spots.
There's a little bit of a little bit of Steve Bold on the. You know,
but it just killed our video as well. We had so many things that we could have
planned, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was like you're planning on proposing to your missus during a solar eclipse. And there'd been a cloud cover. Everything was perfect. Everything was set up for it.
Picnic was set out lovely.
And somewhat completely out of your control. Just fucking...
The Prosecco was chilled.
We had Michael Owen commentating. Tremendous, by the way.
Have you come with that? Just killing me.
We were overconfident, lads. That's all.
You were.
I was. Yeah.
Now, to be fair,
collectively, we were overconfident.
And I'd like to make an apology to the QPR striker.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a lot of the stuff didn't make the video, did it? I think I said he wouldn't get in my Sunday League team. Just cut that bit out as well. Man. Oh,
yeah. The
arrogant English bastards.
Yeah, we've got a lot of that,
haven't we?
We had one.
We are.
Good thing is, it was a good atmosphere before.
Oh, before the game, for the first 10 and all.
I thought, here we go.
Yeah.
And then.
Because we're all over. I thought we'd be a couple of goals flying in here and there. Even if it were going to be tight, there'd be some goals at least.
I think.
The thing is, like all that first half and into the second half, I just thought, goals coming, goals coming, goals coming. And then last 15, I thought, fucking hell, they're going to score here.
Take a point.
Yeah. Shut up, shot, lads. Get a third shooting midfielder in there, Gareth. And just a tight up.
Adams had a good bloody chance at end as well.
I know.
Pickford save, first half.
Yeah, he's looking so slim, him.
Yeah.
He's looking good, isn't he? Too skinny for a keeper.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a fear of failure, do you think? Like, as soon as they put that shirt on? The thing is, do you know what, as well now, the media are obviously, I haven't read any papers, but they're going to be slaughtering them. And they will read it.
But do you know what, that's all part of good management as well, sorting out your players' mentality.
Just pick the right fucking team. That's good management.
That's first and foremost. Get a psychologist in for that.
But you know how many managers have we heard that you love to play for them? Does that look like that's the mentality on the field?
So are you saying that they've down tools, Chris?
I'm not saying they've down tools. I'm saying it's the winning mentality.
I think it's different in international football because they don't see them day in, day out, do they?
You've got to rile him up, haven't you?
I don't think Gareth's got a rile in his locker, I'll be honest.
He should have somebody in the team.
Do you think he's a swearer?
I think he goes down there. I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I think he self edits. I'm fucking telling you.
I think he'll like use so many long words as well that a lot of players won't understand.
Do you think that's what it is? Yeah. He needs to dumb it down.
He might go with the old rhyming, you know, if he really wants to insult somebody. Like, you fucking Noel Hunt.
He said fucking, so we might as well say cunt.
Yeah, good point, well, Ned.
They just look fucked.
Sunday morning. He looks tired, Harry, doesn't he?
He's trying to just get his price down. For his big move.
Sterling.
No.
Even Mount was off it. Mm. And he's normally, like, fit, closing people down. He's normally everywhere, isn't he?
But
we go 4 points.
Four points.
That put that in the bin. We move forward, lads.
By the way, just let's just get out of the bin just for 1 minute. Do you know, like Scotland have got 1 point, haven't they? They've got 1 point from two games, right? And cross that point against us, they think they've won They think they've won a lot, don't they?
Did you see Leicester Square? Like just chaos. 20,000 were it come. I mean, granted, they do it right.
Oh,
I know there's a social distancing, and they've come and they've enjoyed it, and they've gone home smiling.
Well,
they've gone home with the actual trophy.
They're going home with Indian variant, aren't they? Scotland will be shut down. They take an Indian variant back with them on train up to Glasgow.
What would you do? What would your team be?
If I was Gareth Southgate,
yeah, maybe not for Tuesday, because he might be thinking.
I'm going with my original starting lineup, which I can't fully remember what it was now, but it was very attacking.
You love Sancho, don't you?
Yeah. Sancho should be getting the game.
I don't think we need two City midfielders against anybody. I just generally don't think we need two City midfielders.
Especially just from passing it that way.
That we were missing a leader. Would you agree?
Yeah. Maguire. I think Maguire's the man for that. I think he'll play Tuesday.
Do you think? What? Drop my pal?
Yeah. He had a good game, by the way, as well. I'm not saying that, but I think somebody like Maguire...
Do you think Tyrone Dobbs is getting rested?
What's Henderson's situation? Is he...
He's just there for the free food.
Yeah. And he's into he's into basketball. I'm not going to play, love, but I'm a 6 week shooting up to it, lads. I'll see you in 6 weeks, love.
I tell you, the main basketballer is, by the way, Calvin.
Yeah,
he's got a court at home, apparently.
He has, yeah. It's fucking unbelievable. Can't catch my breath.
Do you think Lewin will get a game? Plan B, is the plan B there?
I don't know if he is a plan B. What is the plan
Would
B?
Would you give him a chance?
What is the plan B if Calvert-Lewin plays?
If Kane looks like he's miles off it, like he's knackered, would you give him a game? See what he can do.
But I think Calvert-Lewin needs crosses. And I don't think we're getting to positions to get crosses in.
Well, Foden's cutting inside, isn't he? And I think you've got to play Sancho.
Exactly.
But I'd give Kane a week off. From Friday, I said, right, have a few days off from training.
But no wanking.
Don't play, yeah. Take the tissues off him. Don't you? Honestly, wouldn't play
Tuesday. Straight jacket. That'll suit you, sir. You're going to be in a hotel room, but you're in a straight jacket, Harry.
Yeah, I'd say rest on your Tuesday, have a few days off training, and just see if that fucking reignites him. Because he should be carrying us through them games. He should be winning us them games on his own, because he's done it for Tottenham.
Yeah.
And he's good enough to do it.
But do you know when Tottenham play, like when Kane plays in the Tottenham team, they've got three up front, haven't they? They've got him, they've got Son, and then they've got...
Thingy.
That other one who plays on the other side.
I knew when he was coming in with this, he didn't know it third one. He was hoping one of them... just going to come in with either of the
lads. Bale, maybe? No?
Yeah, or Moura.
Yeah, Lucas Moura, right? So they... He knows that if he drops in... He's still got two players up there attacking. Because he's dropping in to get ball, isn't he? Because
he's not getting it.
He's not getting a kick. So he's dropping in to just try and get a kick, just to play.
And normally he is one of our best playmakers. But he's fucking just killing us at the minute.
But he knows in his Tottenham team that Son and other ones, they're going to be in advance of him when he drops in. He drops in and he's in line with rest of fucking
nobody up top.
And when he does get it, he knows that he can. They're going to make runs for him.
Yeah. So he gets it and turns the England team, and he's got nobody to pass it to.
So
tell you what, by the way, Sanzo, we know a bit about football.
Yeah, we're playing well today, Chrissy.
On Tuesday, prediction.
Who are we playing?
Does he go cautious again if a draw will do, surely or does
not.
He?
We're playing. Surely not.
Czech Republic.
They're any good now.
I think it's going to be one of them games where they suck us in. We win 3-0. Comfortable.
Oh, fucking hell. Don't start.
Tops
that.
Off.
It's coming home. It's coming home, lads.
I honestly do. I think we'll turn up and batter them. And then all of a sudden.
And we'll get excited and we'll get fucking Colombia in the next round.
To Euros, John.
I know. Yeah, I'll say to what you're fucking tapping me.
You said it earlier.
Eh?
You said it earlier.
What, Colombia?
Yeah.
But go on then. What's the prediction now? Because
2-0 Czech Republic, me. We're fucking crap. We're crap. I tell you what, right? I'm going as far as to say Scotland have got more chance of winning it than us.
We're shit. I'm telling you now, we're shit.
We're shit. They've got the fucking main man from Queen's Park Rangers up top. They have a chance of winning it, Scotland.
We could still both go through, though, couldn't we?
We could. Like I said, bloody secret handshake under the table. 0-0 draw. Let's sort it out, Gareth. Yeah, go on then.
Well, they've got to win the next game, haven't they? I don't think there'll be a secret handshake with Croatia, will there?
So what are we thinking for Tuesday then? Because obviously, VBet, big thanks for supporting the podcast and the videos so far. And they've been boosting an offer for each game.
The odds are decent anyway.
Yeah,
they
have.
They've
got good odds anyway, but they're boosting our special.
Yes, so massive thanks to VBet. And get over and sign up. It's just us that have been letting it down.
To be fair, though.
This is the winner, though.
19-1 they did us.
We only need one, don't we? We only need one to cop, don't you? It's happy.
Pays for the tournament, doesn't it?
So what are we doing on Tuesday then?
I've gone.
I've gone.
Well, we've hardly performed, have we?
No.
England win. over 9.5 corners, over 2.5 bookings, and I've gone for Sir Philip Foden, goal anytime.
Really?
Ooh,
I think he's on the cusp of greatness for this tournament.
I quite like that. Mm. So I think they'll get more bookings than us.
Yeah,
but I think
we'll pick one up.
I think it's a good shout that. So we'll get them odds boosted with VBET, and we'll have it out on the social, and we'll have the link in the video. You can click on it, and we'll get a good boosted opportunity.
So the only thing I'm worried about on that is England win. <'Cause we're shit.
laughs> It's good. I like these bets though because it keeps you interested.
You're in it all the time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Stick a fiver on it
until Foden gets dragged off after chance. 20.
Yeah. Stick your free bet on it. Because away we go.
20 minutes to go on all of them. We've not had a chance yet. Not a sniff.
No, not especially not with any. I don't think the square if we're still playing now.
It's in the bin, lads.
So you think it's we'll win at least?
Well organised. That's Scottish defence, weren't it?
Yeah.
It's coming home again then. Make up the spur bed. She's coming home.
Mm.
Just to let you know, parking bets offering 6-1 England to win tournament.
Getting your DMs.
Yeah, slide into my DMs.
Did you watch any of the other games since our last episode?
To be fair, I had a little treble up the other day on football.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I watched a bit of the Holland game because that was my last one in treble. So
my outsiders, by the way, they're looking...
Do you think?
I said at the start, didn't I?
Nah, defensively, I don't think
they were enough. There were a couple of shocks yesterday, weren't there? Spain drew.
France could go out, man.
Do you think?
Mm.
I mean, the way that they started France, I thought... Start scribing that name on trophy, but didn't quite pull it off yesterday.
No, Harry did.
Tell you what, your thingy about De Bruyne,
what
came on and ran the show, didn't he?
He looked unbelievable.
Yeah,
but did you see when that was it? The second assist, De Bruyne, when he, you know, like majority of other players.
I'm telling you now, 1,000,000%, I'm shooting.
I didn't see it.
His first, he scored the second goal and assisted on the first, didn't he?
Yeah, and he's just the composure, like goals there, tackles flying in, and he just goes, makes for the shot, stops, taps it across, little tapping.
Where
world class.
I was good at that.
99% of players are lashing at it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it.
I'm slicing that.
There's two sat here.
Paul Ross got a goal.
Yeah, fair play to him. He's outshining his...
Brother,
isn't he?
Paul Ross.
Hazard.
Hazards.
He's less a popular brother.
Yeah, but we spoke about that all the day, anyway.
Yeah.
My pet hate popped up.
Go on.
Cristiano fucking... It wasn't just one of them. He's gone the full... back.
What are you doing?
He's a prick, him.
How disrespectful to your teammates, though?
He's a prick. I've said it for years. He's an absolute arsehole.
He's like his mum's told one of other kids that he can play with Cristiano's toy. Train set,
yeah,
and he's not happy about it.
Yeah,
thing is, he's no longer. I know he probably still is the mate, but there's a few in that team. Bruno, what's he called? Fernandez. You know, there's
Jota.
Yeah, there's new kids on the block.
See,
I wonder if that's hurting him.
I think that he's gone to bed last night. They got beat 4-2. Scored, didn't he?
Yeah,
I think he's gone to bed last night, and he starts just saying, "Fucking shit, rest of them."
Yeah, I think he'd be personal. I don't think he'd speak to them after and that.
Proper sulking.
Yeah,
blowing bubbles in corner.
Yeah, I don't think it. Like after, normally, it's forgotten about. And as soon as you get back in the change room, you're like fucking square it, and you have a laugh. Yeah. I think he'd.
I've carried you this far.
Yeah,
I think he'd.
There's only so much I can do, lads. Right, the rest of y'all is shit. Josef Fonte, shit. We're abusing players.
We're abusing world-class footballers.
Yeah, we're abusing players who are playing at Euro. What are we? We got to like fucking mid-table at Championship and we're abusing.
Fuck's sake. And you were moving his Coke bottles again, weren't he?
Do you know what? What I want to see is somebody to sit down with a bottle opener, can a thingy Heineken and just neck it.
Did you not see the, was it the Austrian manager? Possibly, I might be wrong though, but one of the managers... And I didn't know you could do this. This is over my eyes. He got both bottles of Coke and he opened one with the other one. He put and cracked it open, had a swill of Coke, crack on it, and then who was the...
That's cool, isn't
it? Yarmolenko, was it? Did he get them all in?
Coke, Heineken, if you want to get in touch, I'm your man. Don't worry, I'll do a sponsored link if you like.
Fair play. Yeah. Fair play. Just like us, mercenaries.
I'm your man.
They must be buzzing with it, though, because it's fucking...
Oh, yeah. Best thing they could have done.
It won't surprise you if you'd lined him up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see, I know there's a million quid there.
I noticed he's a bloody ambassador for KFC.
Is he?
Yeah. Ronaldo is.
Yeah, he's there with bloody bucket meal under his arm.
He's not having a he's not having a two pieces of just pot palate, is
he? What do you think his order is?
What, KFC?
Caesar salad?
Pepsi.
Some of that shit that he gets, you know, that rice stuff.
Ah, yeah.
No, I mean, he's finger licking full bucket meal.
Skin on?
Yeah, skin on the full lot. Oh, he's a mercenary man. He's full of shit. He's not drinking cork,
is
he?
Is he a gravy man?
I reckon he's gravy. Out the tub, in the bucket.
Nah, he's going to bring his own peri-peri.
They don't do it?
Nah.
I think about
peri-peri sauce. Nando's. I think he'll switch allegiances.
Corn man, I think.
Do you think?
It's healthiest, isn't it?
I reckon he's full of it. That's why he always looks greasy. He's always had a KFC before an interview.
But he's a prick, isn't he? Let's be right about it.
He seems that.
He's all right.
He's a prick. He's an absolute prick.
There
you go.
It'd go to your head a bit, though, wouldn't it? If you were that stature, it'd go to your head a bit. Like,
I'm taking it up a notch. I'm caning one of the best players in the world ever now. Yeah. He's a prick.
Yeah, not on his football. Not mentioning his football ability.
Oh no, he's a good footballer. Like, isn't he?
He's not bad.
But I still think, I don't know.
He's not bad.
Bale's penalty.
High,
wide,
and not very handsome, weren't it?
But by the way, he looked good.
Two assists though, he made up for it, didn't he?
Might be his last game, like his last bit of football, might it?
That was old school Bale, that, when he ran across the flip through the touchline, down the touchline.
He's good. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's good.
He's not bad.
He's good. I don't know why it's not really worked for Tottenham.
I know he went on that dribble down the thingy, but he's almost adapted his game. In a bit, he's turned into a bit of a playmaker, you know. He's
because he's lost a bit of his pace.
I think he's done, like Giggs did, you know, obviously a lot sooner.
Yeah,
I think he's almost turned and realised that he's not as
electric,
sharp as he used to be. And
he's playing a different.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does, they charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Through.
Yeah.
Mancini has described him as stork-like before the game today.
Has he meant that as a compliment or?
I know his Man City days, he always used to struggle against Stoke, and he's saying they're a tough, solid team with a few flair players mixed in.
Did you see a picture of Mancini in chunks, by the way?
How was he looking?
Fucking hell.
Is he well groomed?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I think I'd have had a ride out on him.
Do you like an older man?
Yeah.
Of course I do. Yeah. What a stupid question.
Was he ripped?
Yeah. It looked a little bit like, you know, the use condom terminology again when it's like end of your willy. Looked a little bit like that. Like a bit,
but not you.
You can tell he's old, but he's thin and
I see.
Yeah. You'd take that at that age though, wouldn't you?
I'll fucking take it now.
I think you need snookers.
Well, fucking hell, got any belly sweat today, have we?
No, I think I might have. Yeah?
Yeah.
Fucking
hell. No, it looks a different player for Wales, doesn't it, Bale?
I think he's looking good. Christian Eriksen.
Yeah.
Positive.
Do we think he'll play again?
Well, we didn't think so, but he's going to get a thingy.
Defibrillator
fitted, didn't he? Like the Daily
Blind.
I don't
think he'll play again.
He's got one. Mm. You know, the Dutch lad. Because apparently it happens regularly.
What, were him?
Yeah. I think, 2019 it happened. So if it happens again, then obviously it'll just
kickstart.
Yeah. It's quite scary though, isn't it?
Would you be happy playing again?
Depends how. I won't personally, but.
You've got to love the game. If you're talking about him here, he's obviously got millions of pounds. So if he's playing against for the love of the game, if it was me and you, we'd be like.
But then there's the influence from your family as well, you know, wife and you've got kids. Yeah. That's a massive factor in it.
It's strange, but it's a weird one, isn't it?
Oh, you've got to love it. There's loving a game and loving your kids and
Yeah, fucking put the Nikes away, Christian.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Michael Owen's not a straight down the line. He actually said that, didn't he? people think I'm a nice guy.
What? And he's saying that I'm not.
Yeah.
Turns out he's a fucking animal.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always the quiet ones, isn't it?
I can just see him in that helicopter.
He's ruined me
flipping.
He's ruined the dream.
Yeah.
I'm coming picking you up now, love.
Is a fucking weird. Is a Wayne Lineker at Chester.
Yeah. Tremendous, by the way.
Move that slide out at Garden. I'm coming in.
I'll come pick it up in my chopper, love. Yeah, that's outrageous, that, isn't it? With him.
Horny bastard.
Talking of your bit of perspiration last week, John, I've sorted you right out.
Have you really?
I went shopping yesterday and I saw something perfect for you. Yeah, and I was going to give it you for game on Friday, but it were overcast, wasn't it? But I'm thinking Tuesday, if it's a nice day, you might need this.
Fantastic.
An England string vest. It's got you written all over it, John.
You want me to wear that?
That.
Yeah. You want me to wear that Tuesday?
Look at that.
Yeah.
What size is it?
Surround ventilation.
What size?
XL. I'll fit you that.
I'll wear that Chelsea for us then, lads. Eh?
Nice touch, that, Chris. Yeah. You've looked
after him. Well, I was thinking about it, like.
You know, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, right? I've never been shopping anywhere and seen anything and thought of you. The only time I have it was Geezer selling Big Issue. Big Issue, please. Fucking looks like Chris.
You look like a bloody Atlantic clod on Tuesday and that. You'd be chucking it back if you pulled it up.
Do I wear something underneath it or
no? No! It deceives the point.
So what I'm after to do, shave the shoulders.
And your chest.
Just poking through.
Yeah, that's the last thing you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fancy doing this afternoon for us, just on a Sunday dinner?
You're well ventilated.
We'll go for a carver and get your manscaped tummy back.
You're not even joking either, are you?
No. I'll never look as groomed. Thank you, Chris.
No, you're right. You're welcome.
Much appreciated.
Nice thought.
So, next video, Tuesday. It'll be out Wednesday.
Yeah. Mm. Positivity,
Czech
lads.
Czech Republic. We're cracking on.
It'll be a 2-0 win.
Like you said, it's in the bin. We put that behind us. We crack on Tuesday.
Do we have to drink again, do we?
You don't have to, John.
On a positive note.
I've got that vest on, mate. I'm walking around the fans park in that vest. I'm going to have to drink.
I didn't get kicked out.
No, you went straight to bed. That's why.
My head had gone, didn't it?
Yeah,
it's lost all enthusiasm to go out, which is not like me, John.
We're a damp now, weren't it?
You had to turn me in, didn't you?
I had to get the reins on you, didn't I?
Yeah.
You took him in?
Yeah. I got the flipping shitbed in the corner again.
Again?
Yeah.
You need to stop stamping
your
authority.
No, I don't mind. When I've had a few, I can get to sleep. It's when I'm sober if we're doing a podcast the next day. And if you don't fall asleep first...
That's it, game over.
It's a bumpy ride, Chris. Mm.
Snoring starts.
The snoring, the flailing arms. Because we've been able to just have one double between us.
Yeah, bum cheek in your face.
Just slaver everywhere.
I think the thing about it is, obviously, I sleep with no clothes on, don't I?
I don't, yeah. that's the audacity as well.
It's not all negative.
To think, you know what? I've got to share a bed with somebody. I cover the crown jewels up, at least.
Now...
Well, I told you, didn't I, when the next day, he's obviously slept naked. The next morning, he's FaceTimed his missus. And out of respect, courtesy, he's put his pants on. I thought, oh, now you do it. You fucker.
Only own one pair of pants.
They were a freebie.
Yeah, they're the manscaped.
Well, you know what time it is?
Oh, quiz time.
It's quiz time. Don't look too excited. Nah. Here we go.
I don't even need to play, really, do I? I'm 2-1
up.
Up.
Yeah.
2-0 up.
4 to go, though.
Yeah.
I'm still in it.
Hertshire and all.
I'm due a win, aren't I? Shit, law of averages.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Hertshire.
Do us a favour, make sure you give me the shit hard questions again. Yeah.
See what I mean? It hurts him.
Right, are you ready? One question, 1 point each.
Oh, was that?
These questions.
Was it first up?
Reigning champion, first up. These are questions based on what's happened this week.
Oh, fuck.
Brilliant.
The Netherlands beat Austria 2-0 the other day.
This could be 0-0.
Can you name the right back who scored 2 goals so far in the competition? We spoke about him in the last episode as well.
No.
Dumfries.
Correct.
Wait a minute. I've not...
That was the biggest clue ever.
You still didn't fucking get it,
his
did
memory.
He?
I know.
I just said no. I didn't give an answer, did I?
I
wouldn't have got that.
Chris.
You wouldn't?
No.
Which former German coach has said on the BBC he wants to have the Spurs management job?
Could you repeat the question?
which former German coach said that he'd be quite happy to have a go at the Tottenham job?
I think I know this.
Klinsmann?
It is Klinsmann. He's got 2-0 up.
Oh, I tell you what, we haven't spoke about.
I would have gone fucking low for Mateus, mate.
In these podcasts, that German manager sniffing his fingers all the time.
Is he doing it again?
Yeah.
He's got form for it.
It looks so creepy when he's
there.
Yeah, but usually he gives the old balls a scratch or his backside and then has a check.
You know, I think he must be on Manscaped. So he must, you know, he's got
a check in of advertising.
Nice smelling pull.
He's giving it a rake under here, a rake down there.
He looks horrible thing and all, doesn't he?
I bet you're
he's dirty.
Filthy.
They are them Germans. I mean, yeah. I watched a bit of German Frankie Vaughan and Jesus Christ.
Filthy.
But they're just doing, like, having a bit of sex and that. Next thing, they're fucking slashing on each other. Out of nowhere. Don't slash on your grandma, do you?
John, Cristiano Ronaldo recently became the Euros' all-time top scorer. Which player did he replace at the top?
Oh, no.
It's been spoke about a lot. You know, it's been built up.
You read it again.
Who did he replace?
And
Marco van Basten.
Closer.
Incorrect. Platini.
Yeah, I didn't ever get in that.
No,
Platini. Right, are you ready? This is we're going back in time here. Which of these teams did France beat in the Euro 2000 final? Was it Spain, Italy, Germany, or Portugal? Euro 2000 final. Who did they beat?
What's the options?
Spain, Italy, Germany, or Portugal?
Germany.
Spain, Italy, Germany, Portugal.
I think they bet Italy.
They did? They beat Italy. Well done, John.
I was thinking of Buddy when Zidane stuck the nut on, thingy.
No, that was World Cup.
Yeah. That's what put me off.
Yeah. John?
They look good, by the way, Italy.
Mm.
Which round did Wales get to in Euro 2016?
Quarterfinals.
Incorrect.
Semis.
They did get to the semis.
Well
done.
World Cup.
Oh, no. They got to the semi-finals. Well done.
Thanks, Chris.
You're doing well here. I'll put this out. You can get 4 points. You can jump in.
What are you looking? It's my.
No,
my
but no. This is going to both of you. You can all jump in at any point, but that's it. Once you've come in, you've only got one opportunity, and you'll get 4 points if you get it on the first time, 3 points second, 2 points third, 1 point on the fourth. I'm going to give you a statement about who I am. Okay, you ready? Who am I? I was born in Amsterdam, in Holland or the Netherlands in 1969. I was the product of the Ajax youth system.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Correct. Well, in that's a three-pointer right there.
I'm just disappointed I didn't get that. I was thinking him when you said 69.
Yeah. Three-pointer right there. Well,
why were you thinking about Dennis Bergkamp when you're on about 69?
I don't know. I was just doing the...
we're not thinking more about Dennis Bergkamp's wife.
Here we go. I was born in Italy in 1979. I played for both Milan clubs.
Ronaldo.
Born in Italy in 1979.
Oh,
shit. No. To carry on, John?
Yeah.
I recently was managing one of my former teams. Can't guess.
I thought...
You know, you're dead.
You need...
Yeah, I need his first name, I think.
Over the summer, an English player has been given my name as his nickname. Come on, John.
Milan club. No idea.
What? I had a t-shirt yesterday.
Pirlo.
Yeah, too bloody late now.
Yeah. No, we're just talking out loud. I've got no idea.
Nil Pois. Okay, here we go. I was born in Germany. I've only ever known
Is this the second clue? Or is it the first?
No, this is the second one. I was born in Germany. Is the first one? I know it's a long shot. Could
That's
be anyone.
Wank. Adolf Hitler.
Born in Austria. So incorrect. You're out. I've only ever played for one club.
Lothar Matthäus.
Which I play as an attacking player.
This question is nothing short of abysmal.
The captain of my national side is also my club teammate currently.
Oh, I've got it.
I was born in Germany. I've only ever played for one club. He's an attacking player.
Is that the cornerstone?
No.
I've not. I'm
just repeating him for you.
I'm going to say Neuer.
And his teammate is currently
Thomas Muller.
Correct. Well done. Only 1 point, but well in. He's storming ahead here.
Well, it's Sunday morning, isn't it?
Here we go. Last one. I was born in France.
Zinedine Zidane.
Correct. However, my pro career.
Jean-Pierre Papin.
You've done now.
John, you're ruining the game.
Patrick Vieira. I'm out.
I'm Ronaldo now. I've lost him. I was born in France. However, my pro career has led me to play in a different country since a youngster.
Paul Pogba.
My current club that I play for paid 120 million for my services.
Paul Pogba.
Stop it, John.
Like a little baby, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is that the last clue?
No, I've got another one.
Yeah, go on. I like this game.
Paul Pogba.
I recently, in this tournament, equalised to become the joint third all-time top goal scorer at the Euros, along with Alan Shearer.
This tournament?
It's not Paul Pogba.
Griezmann?
It is Griezmann. Well done.
I can't even claim that. That was... Shit question.
I'll give you another little bonus round.
He was born in Germany. That's your 4 point answer. That's
just because you were too lazy to check on Wikipedia when he was born.
Yeah. What I want you to do now is tell me. From each other. All I want you to do is tell me England goal scorers in the Euros
ever.
Yep. Until one of you gets one wrong.
Oh, fuck me.
For a bonus.
Right.
John, you start.
Alan Shearer.
Raheem Sterling.
Paul Gascoigne.
Teddy Sheringham.
Gareth Southgate.
Theo.
What, Robinson?
Hold on, no, Theo Walcott. No, Gareth Southgate.
Let me
get the puddings. No, Gareth Southgate.
I hope he sorts his attire out for Tuesday.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah,
the game was lost when he put that Mac on.
That flashes Mac.
I'm going to wear a Mac on Tuesday, won't I? I'll wear my Mac.
Underneath that?
I'll wear that underneath my
Over
Mac.
Over the top.
It won't fit.
Yeah, Gareth needs to improve the team's performance and his own performance. Yeah.
Lazy, wasn't it? It was a lazy look, lazy performance.
He set it out. Stall set out early doers.
Yeah, get the waistcoat back. That's what the fans want.
We don't
want to
see a return of the Mac, do we?
No.
Well, what have you done there?
On that note.
No wonder they're calling the unfunny ball one.
Well, thanks for watching, and big thanks to VBet again for sponsoring the shows. Make sure you sign up. Use the word COSH. Forget all those bonuses. What will be coming your way, and we'll have the boosted odds Czech Republic game.
One of the best comments was... Your performance was as shit as your drunken podcast.
We've apologised.
That hurt.
We've put that in the bin as well.
I'll be honest, that hurt.
We've put that in the bin. So thanks for watching, and thanks to VBet as well for sponsoring all the videos and the podcast. Make sure you sign up. Use the code COSH to get all the bonuses, and we've got the boosted odds for the next game against Czech Republic.
Which will come in.
And you can play the free game as well.
Loads of prizes to win, isn't
there? Loads of prizes. Test your knowledge. Get your predictions in. And there's loads of fantastic...
prizes.
The car day, get on the track. Tripping an helicopter with champagne.
Oh, champagne, yeah.
Yeah, it's a trip. Hotel stays. So...
That's what I've got my eye on.
Get on VBet, sign up, use the code COSH, get on the free game, and then boost the odds as well.
Just a quick one, I've got a quiz for you. Born in 1973. That's the first clue. He's got great hair. That's the second clue.
John Parkin. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Cheerio, chalupit.
Fancy some flapjack?
No, still no. I'm still for my pudding.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.